Welcome to the Fan Reaction Show. It was a quiet weekend in the PSL. 6 matches played, 3 of them goalless. Most notably, SuperSport United drew 1-1 against Stellenbosch FC to move into second position behind Kaizer Chiefs, level with Sundowns. Cape Town City drew against Highland Park and remain 11th, while Highlands move above Bidvest Wits. And Black Leopards stunned Golden Arrows with a 2-0 victory. But today we discuss transfer rumors. And with Orlando Pirates being linked with a new striker, I figured I'd get the supporters' opinions. I also asked Chiefs fans if they believe the squad has enough depth to take the league title home after a dominant start to the season. I am your host, Slu Paho, and this is Soccer La Duma Radio.
Soccer La Duma Radio.
First, I heard from Chiefs fans who are enjoying excellent league form this season and sit 10 points clear at the top. But how much depth do they have? The supporters give me their thoughts.
This is Mama Fefe. To be honest with you, Kaizer Chiefs rocks. I don't think any team will stop them. They are very dangerous. Only thing I can advise, if they can add maybe one, like, center back, it will be better. Then I don't see anyone stopping them. For now, they're very good. And you can see they want league. They are focusing in league. So I'm not going to say much because I cannot mention names of the players. As you know me, I always support all our players.
One of the supporters, Patrick Musi, said, I think Chiefs have enough depth in the squad, but since Masilela left the team, I will go with Patrick Pungwayo or Mbele, who plays for Highlands Park. Slim Parker said, the squad is very good and dangerous. Maybe just add another centre back and we say goodbye. Lastly, Zwuyile Kupelo said, I think we do have enough squad this season, but we can never say it's enough, as we always want to be better each game. I would be happy if Chiefs can sign Monare in January just to add more depth to the squad. So the message is clear, add some reinforcements to the defense. On the other side of town, Pirates are being linked with a new striker up top. Their supporters also had some thoughts on the rumors.
Hi, this is Mkichimi, a big Orlando Pirates supporter and a loyal Orlando Pirates supporter. Yes, I did have heard that rumors of that Orlando Pirates want to bring Krobler, Dooley, Castro, Brocky in a January window period. Yes, I would like on a January window period, Orlando Pirates, if they can bring us Krobler, because presently, as you can see, our finishing is not good. So we know what Krobler can do in our finishing. Orlando Pirates is playing a very good football, expensive football, but we just missed the finisher. So if Orlando Pirates, they can bring us Krobler, I'll be very, very much happy. Shapa mapaganea shapa. Once a pirate, always a pirate. Esgama kutepula. Eskotinsama bizela. 1937. Esgakosa. Shapa.
As the Orlando Pirates supporters, right now we're expecting defense, because it looks like we have right strikers in front there. Our strikers is managing to do a job, scoring, but in the back, we're not right. We need our management must buy a defense to fix a defending section, because midfield strikers we've got right. Yes, those rumors for Brugge, Cobra, Ntuli, all the strikers. Actually, this is not new strikers. These people have got experience, but the real leaking is on the back, of which our management have to deal with a back leaking. That's where our problem is. Any player, we are welcome, and we as supporters will give 100% support. I thank you.
And lastly, former Pirates and Sundowns star Teko Modise, who co-hosts The Car Wash with me, shared his thoughts on the Pirates news in our latest episode. Have a listen.
Bobby Ntuli plays as a target man, and yeah. He'll fit in very well in a team that plays for the target man. Your vets, SuperSport, Ntuli will be brilliant in those teams. Stellenbosch, for instance, who will be very, very brilliant in that team. But with Pirates that play with so much diversity, we're going to be a problem. So now certain elements that he doesn't have that will be required in the game. That's why Gabuza couldn't be who he is today, correct, SuperSport Day, because he's a target man.
Sure.
So now you find your Brocky also is still going to struggle because he is that kind of a target man that actually fades into the game, but he forever be there to when the opportunity comes and there's a goal. Yeah.
But he's not like very mobile.
So now every striker now that Orlando Pirates needs to get, they're always going to complain to Nokovic. Nokovic is a big boy, but that moves, eh?
Yeah.
He moves, and now you find Robles. Well, Robles is a goal poacher.
Yeah,
like he also
poacher. What poacher?
I said poacher.
He said poacher. The f*** a poacher. Simon, what's a poacher?
Wait, let's go to
a goal poacher.
Simon, I said poacher. Chief. You the whitest white, yeah. Right, mate.
I'm not getting into it.
So with Robles,
he's
very good in link-up play. He's a very smart footballer, and then if you can put him in the right team with a good number 10, Krobra will have equal goals as a number 10 because he's very smart, he's very unselfish, he's very smart on the ball. But now you're going to play for a team that is very demanding, which is Orlando Pirates.
Sure.
And the last time Orlando Pirates actually had a striker that scored, that had a maybe top goal scorer, it was who? I think it was Leslie Manyatel or something like that.
That long ago?
I think it was.
Wow.
I don't remember any striker being the top goal scorer at Orlando Pirates.
That's going back.
It's so difficult because of the demands that comes with being a striker at Orlando Pirates. I know I played there. Most of the people that actually get to score goals are midfielders, number 10, your wingers. Yeah. That's Orlando
Pirates. He was a hell of a striker, Leslie.
No, he was. Wow. I wish I played with him.
And that is how we wrap up the Fan Reaction Show for today. Big week ahead. Make sure to follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter for all the latest. From myself, your host, Slu Paho, and my editor, Simon Strella, have a fantastic day. Sokala Duma Radio. Sokala Duma Radio.